International Officer Keith instrumental in developing the collaboration between the Stop the War movement and UNISON. Claire Williams.
Okay, thanks, Roger. Of course, I was happy to have Roger introduce me, as he's a UNISON colleague and comrade. I have to say, it is really difficult now. I'm sat here thinking that there is really nothing left to say, but the people in the room who know me well know I will find something to say, even if it's not relevant to the meeting. And I think the theme of relevance actually is a good place to start, because I'm a trade unionist, I'm a public sector trade unionist and a public sector worker, and obviously also a woman. And I think, you know, we have to remind ourselves why it is important that trade unions get involved in anti-war movements and in other coalitions. I also think it is worth reminding ourselves that there's a lot of coverage, and particularly at the minute with this government attacking trade unions, saying that trade unions aren't relevant. I always think when people feel the need to tell somebody or an organisation that they're irrelevant, actually it means the opposite is true. And the reality is that trade union membership has got potential to grow, but we shouldn't forget there's still around 6 million workers who voluntarily join a trade union. We are the largest working class organisation in that sense, and therefore, for me, it's critical that trade unions play a key role and a central role in organisations that are campaigning against war and oppression, international solidarity. So I'm really pleased that Roger and other people within UNISON in this region have ensured that UNISON has played a role and indeed will continue to play a role. And I think just the fact of the numbers of people who have come here tonight shows why it's important that we do play a role in these things. I also think it leads into a point that Lindsay made, which is absolutely central to this whole question, and that's about democracy and the democratic deficit. And I don't think we should forget, and reference was made to Palestine on the film there, that when we talk about democracy, actually, our governments mean the democracy with an outcome that they want. Palestinians voted democratically for a government. It was not the government that the West wanted in Hezbollah, and actually now they're being told because of that people are paying the price. So when we talk about war, and when we talk about the fact we're going around bombing other countries for democracy and freedom and good, I think that argument's rather undermined when you ignore the democratic election and outcome of people of a country, because you say, you know what, that wasn't quite the democracy we were looking for, so because you voted for the wrong government, we're going to allow people to bomb you in your homes. And I think Palestine is a key issue that we need to make sure as a movement we keep at the forefront of our campaigning, and I think particularly at this moment in time. I also think it's worth us thinking in terms of democracy and the lack of democracy, and Lindsay's spot on, I was going to say this, so I am going to say it again. There is an issue where we are a bit duped into thinking if we go to a ballot box every 4 or 5 years, actually we're exercising our democratic processes. The reality is that isn't democracy. We vote, you know, every 4 or 5 years. But the reality is that the world is increasingly run by handfuls of multinational companies, and they control the governments that we elect. Yes, to a greater or larger degree, you know, there's clearly differences between governments, but the reality is the reason we have war and the reason we have austerity measures across the world and we have oppression and discrimination and all the rest of it is because we have a political structure that is about ensuring the needs of a minority and the wealthiest and the richest are maintained over the needs of the majority of poorer working class people. And that leads me to, I guess, back to the start of why I think it's important trade unions are involved in international solidarity work, but also campaigning against war generally and working with movements such as Stop the War. what we're seeing, I think if you look at two examples, it'd be the same in any example, Iraq and Afghanistan. One point I want to make, and I have to say I've just picked up Lindsay's book and I must leave the money for it before I leave, but it's a really important aspect, you know, the role of women. Women are oppressed through war. So I find it as well quite extraordinary that I'm told as a woman that actually the war in Afghanistan was on my behalf to make sure women's rights would be, brought to the fore, that all this oppression of women was going to be sorted out. Actually, study after study has shown that women in Afghanistan and Iraq have lost benefits. They're actually in a worse position now. And I have to say, I find it extraordinary that men are going around bombing the world supposedly in my name. It's not in my name. I don't want women's oppression to be dealt with by killing other people. That is not how you deal with oppression. And actually, through history, war is used to oppress women, and sexual violence, and your point's absolutely right, sexual violence throughout the world is used as a weapon of war. So until things like that stop, it is quite incredulous that people are saying, actually, this war is about liberating women. It's not about liberating women. And let's ask women whether they want to be liberated by having bombs dropped on their homes and on their families and on schools and on hospitals. But also, who has benefited from the war? Look at the war in Iraq and Afghanistan. I tell you, it's benefited. All the big companies that are benefiting out of our public services being privatised over here. And that's why it's important we get involved as trade unionists. So you look at Iraq, the people who have benefited are all the people who have shares in the companies that are now building the infrastructure that we blew to pieces and smashed to smithereens. They're now making nice profits out of rebuilding the country. It's the same companies that are privatising health and education. It's the same companies such as G4S who are providing security services that now want to take over our police services. So there's a direct linkage. So when I'm at work and people say to me, well, why is Unison bothered about war in other countries? Why does Unison worry about international solidarity? Those are the things we need to say to people. I tell you why we should take an interest, because the world we live in dictates what happens to all of us. These companies are actually dictating what happens to our services, and as Lindsay said, to whether old people actually get a proper standard of care or not. It is the same companies who want to privatise our health and education who are doing it in the countries where we've been going around bombing people for their own good. So it is really important that we understand the world we live in, but we also understand why we have to come together and build alliances to change that orthodoxy and to have a different type of world. And Lindsay's mentioned it, but that's why it is important. Events such as tomorrow, there's going to be a massive demonstration in Newcastle against the cuts. But we need to understand that we need massive demonstrations actually across the whole of the UK, and I would argue internationally, to challenge the governments and the orthodoxies that are about privatising welfare. Because it is a political ideology. It's nothing to do with debt. It's nothing to do with, you know, the GDP or anything else. It's actually a political ideology, and because of a global economic crisis, this government and others are using it as an excuse to make people who didn't cause the crisis pay for it, whilst, of course, the bankers and others who did are now getting their bonuses, and isn't that great? Whereas, as a public sector worker, I've not had a pay rise for 2 years, and actually people in local government, I don't think, have had a pay rise for 3 years. Nikki's pointing that fact out to me as I speak. But it is important that people understand that that is why we have wars, and that is why we need to build big alliances, as I've said, in the UK, but also internationally. And again, I'm going to use that to bring attention to an event that's being organised on International Women's Day on the 8th of March in this region. And I have to say, I think it's phenomenal that we have got a woman coming over from Colombia. But here's an interesting point today. She's currently being subject to death threats. The Colombian government have said they're not going to let her out of the country. It's ludicrous. It's, again, it's an attack because she's coming over here to raise issues about the oppression of the Colombian government, which I haven't got time to go in tonight. But if we want to talk about wars and some of the worst atrocities against people, Colombia is one of those places that people need to understand. We've got Rafif, a Palestinian campaigner who works with War on Want, who's going to be speaking. So, you know, I'd really encourage people to come to that. And we want young people to come particularly and get involved. And in my last minute and a half, I'm going to just put some context to this region. The northern region has one of the highest rates of public sector unemployment, and we're seeing about 2,000 public sector jobs being lost every month. There is no private sector growth, so people actually are being put out of work into a no-work situation, and as Lindsay said, then being told their house has got too many bedrooms, actually they're not disabled enough to get benefits, they're being, you know, reviewed by companies such as Atos. And the reason that's important is we also have the highest rate of young people's unemployment. And that means our region has one of the highest numbers and percentages of young people who join the military forces. That's not because they all want to go off and kill other people. And we do need to be very clear about this. People who join the armed forces in the main from regions such as this are young, working class people who have no other option. And they're putting their lives on the line for illegal wars such as the war in Iraq, and actually for politicians who don't give a damn what happens to them, and they're not fighting wars that are about making the world a better place, but they're not to blame. They are as much a victim of imperialism and the capitalist society we live in, and that's why it's important we also work with people who have lost loved ones. I know you've interviewed Rose Gentle, I think, Lindsay, lost a son. We have loads of people in this region who have lost family members through doing nothing more than, in a sense, the job they were employed to do. So it's important that we challenge war. It's important, though, that we challenge the society that leads us to go into war. And it's really important that regions such as the North East make sure that we are building the strongest, most collective alliances of trade unionists, of peace campaigners, of Stop the War, of other campaigning organisations, so that actually we can hold the people who are elected to account and say, you know what, if we don't like you, we're going to start booting you out and getting some people in who are stand up for our aims and values, our principles of social justice, and most importantly, a world that doesn't go around killing people in the name of liberation. So I'm really glad that Unison could be involved in this, and I'm really glad that so many people have come. And I give a commitment that we will continue to work with Stop the War and other organisations to make the world a better place. So thank you very much.
Thanks for